are so timid. It's part of your charm. I bought the whole store. It's just us in here. Come on out. Let me see you. Also, you have no choice. Remember? Oh, there you are. Oh, be still, my beating heart. Every time I look at you, it feels like my head is filled with rose petals. Oh. It's okay. Let me have a look at you. Oh, I don't mean to circle you like a shark. Although you can enjoy as I move from ear to ear, can't you? Of course you can. This is not the fit I thought it would be. I know crushed velvet is all the rage, but it's not the jewel tones. No, we have to try again. I'm sorry, my love. Oh, are you tired? I'm tired of you not seeing how beautiful you are, but here I am, working hard for you. All right, fine. I can't deny you anything. Let's look at jewelry. Come on, take my hand and step down. Oh, I love shopping without a shopkeep. It's so much more peaceful. Now, gold or silver? I'll hold up one of each. Tilt your head to the left, to the right. Oh, you are so lucky. They both suit you. I want you to wear something with my royal insignia on it, though, so everyone knows you're mine. Oh, you say that, but I'm saving you a lifetime of troublesome flirtations. Is a collar too much? Should we be more subtle? Oh, of course I'll take your input into consideration. You are a work of art, but your opinion matters. I try not to objectify you too much. Oh, you can't blame me for indulging. I'm celebrating a victory. I worked so hard to get you. Oh, now turn to the left. Take a deep breath in, and a long, slow breath out. No, it doesn't have anything to do with the jewelry. You just need to relax. You're not used to being spoiled. It's cute. Now, how do you feel about a hat? Something fine and fancy with a feather. We'll consider. Oh, you liked reminiscing. Well, aren't you happy I won you without threatening your family? I said I was going to burn down an orphanage. I never said the orphans would be inside. I just let you infer as such. You're a good person. That's part of why I like you. Part of why I want to dress you up and spoil you. Silk and satin and gold and silver. Well, not satin, that's for the gentry. Relax. You've lived a hard life. Let me take care of you. Would I have burned it down? Probably not, no. I would have found another way to make you mine. It was unavoidable. I'm glad you came quietly. Oh, do you want a gold coffin to sleep in? I heard the most fascinating story about a woman who found the love of her life sleeping in one after she grave robbed it. We could roleplay. You'll think about it. Ooh, that was almost a yes. Are you getting used to this life? It's okay. I want you to be decadent. You're going to be by my side for a long time. I look forward to seeing you changed with comfort, with unconditional love. I've gone mad for you, you know. You do now, don't you? I'm so sorry about that one time with the knife. I'll spend the rest of your life trying to make it up to you. Well, I'm just not used to being denied what I want. I don't think I've ever heard the word no before. It was exciting and upsetting. You make me feel so deeply. Ooh, we have to get you a cape. Something with a hood, like the court necromancer wears. We'll make you so fashionable. You don't know if you've ever been fashionable. Well, it starts now, my dear. Oh, sweet pea. Why is it so hard for you to believe that good things happen? Oh, but they do. Trust me. I'm here now. Let me take care of you and solve your problems and dress you and feed you. And just spoil you rotten like you deserve. I want you to sleep in every day and have servants to care for you. And I will tell you this as often as you need to hear it. Do you think I mind speaking my truth and my love to the object of my affection? How could I be bothered? Oh, there you are. You look a bit happier now. What good is money if it can't put a smile on your face? Listen to me. From now on, I want you to be selfish. Oh, of course you can. I will lead by example. After all, I'm very selfish with you. I'll teach you. Yes. There will come a time where you're nostalgic for these days. When we were unsure and at the beginning of our romance. We'll laugh and hold hands and I'll say, honey, remember when you didn't know if you wanted a cape? And we'll find it so funny. I can't wait to look back with you. Oh, and your smile gets bigger. All right, let's take a break proper. Are you hungry? I'll get you whatever you want to eat. Why? Oh, we've been over this.
Because you deserve it. Precious.
Go relax. I'll be right back, okay?